We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:23, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Thursday morning, July 29th. Going to be hot today. Highs of 96, 98 tomorrow, maybe. According to your local weather expert, Peyton Malone, WWL TV Channel 4, maybe 100 degrees. Not feels like, not heat index. 100 degrees for the actual temperature Saturday and Sunday. And let's hope maybe we get some showers to keep that down. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL and Odyssey sports reporter. Talk about what Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton said as training camp starts. You all heard what I had to say about Michael Thomas and the surgery. Jeff, good morning. What did Mickey Loomis, what did Sean Payton have to say about Michael Thomas and his surgery?
Well, good morning, by the way. They didn't say a whole lot and that we didn't already know, but what they did kind of express, which I think a lot of people are sharing, is kind of the sentiment that in hindsight, we really would have liked to see the surgery happen sooner. Both Sean and Mickey said that because, I think that there was an idea that he was going to show up at minicamp, and Mickey said this, ready to go, healthy. Mm-hmm. But he showed up at minicamp, and there was just the ankle just still wasn't right. This is the same ankle that he injured in week one against the Bucks, blocking late, when the game was already in hand on a run play, and he missed the next six games, came back against the Bucks, played a few games, then went on IR for the final four games, three games of the season, came back to the playoffs, wasn't right in the playoffs. So, this has been a saga. This has been going on for, we're almost to a year at this point since the injury started. Both of those guys, I think they're just very frustrated, more with the situation and the fact that we're still dealing with it. Sean was definitely venting a little bit more. He basically said, it should have happened sooner, or it could have happened sooner, quote, and it should have. He was definitely expressing some frustrations there. It is what it is.
Here's my thing, Jeff. It seems like, and it goes to want to, right? If he knew, and it's not the way NFL contracts work, I realize that, but if he knew that he wasn't going to get paid, if he wasn't ready to play, I can pretty well bet you that he'd have had that surgery done in January. Knowing that he had the luxury of getting paid whether he played or not, I think that you can't look at that any other way than he was putting himself first and not the team. So he wanted to try therapy first before surgery. Can you really pick that argument apart?
I would never side, this is my personal opinion, I would never side against the players in a contract dispute because keep in mind, the NFL is one of the few leagues that doesn't guarantee its contracts to begin with. in a lot of situations, players can get hurt and lose all the money that they signed for to begin with. So, surgery, ankles, joints, knees, backs, these are things that these athletes think about a lot. And I think it's my bigger question to me is what advice was he getting? How did the doctors handle it? Did he get led to believe that this was something that would heal perfectly fine without surgery? Is this a medical issue in terms of the communication more than a timetable issue
But in reality, Jeff, they're not going to waive him injured, so he is going to get paid. He's not going to get any incentive money, but he'll still get paid game checks. I mean, nothing's going to change there, right?
Right. So that's the case with any injuries if he goes on IR. But, you know, it hasn't been handled well from the get-go. But you have to start looking at, you know, who's advising him on these surgical decisions. Mm-hmm. Should he have had surgery in week one? You know, should he have just had surgery immediately, gone on IR, and hopefully been available for the end of the season? It's really tough to know. It's tough to say because you just don't have that information, and the Saints aren't going to share it.
That's a fair point. I get that. Let me move on to the Pelicans.
I don't want to go too far down the road of
– No, I hear you. I hear you, and I think that's a fair point, too, about at what point do you say, okay, here is the point, and that's fair in terms of last season or this season. Where do you do it? Tell me about the Pelicans real quick. You got a Pelican player in trouble. I don't think that's the way a new coach wants to start, right?
Yeah, that's another developing situation. Not a ton of information out on that either, but they have Jackson Hayes arrested out in the L.A. area yesterday. Well, day before yesterday, hospitalized, got in a fight with a cop. just not a great situation. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds on Jackson's end. There's obviously going to be legal ramifications before basketball ramifications. But, yeah, I mean, you're going into the draft tonight, and I don't know if it changes how you operate. I don't know if it changes how you assess prospects because there's so little known about, you know, what's going to come out from all that. But the Pelicans are in a situation where they just pulled off a trade. And David Griffin, when he introduced Willie Green on Monday, wouldn't go into the trade itself. He said he wasn't in a lot of talk about it. He referred to it as the reported deal. And it does remind me of last season when the Pelicans traded Jrue Holiday, and that deal kind of kept expanding and expanding, and eventually included Steven Adams. That deal has not been finalized yet, so don't be surprised if you see more pieces added to that deal, the same way more pieces were added to the Jrue Holiday deal until somehow Steven Adams ended up in New Orleans. I think that there's going to be some Pelicans news before the end of the day in terms of moving around some assets and being aggressive in this year's draft.
I hope we get to talk to you about it tomorrow. Jeff, I hope you have a little bit more time. 7:30, more when we return. Saints wide receiver in trouble. We'll tell you more about that. Right now it's time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.